The most important thing you can do that will guarantee your success and happiness is to learn to control your thoughts. At first glance, this might seem an easy task, but just think of how many times today you were pulled out of your own thought patterns by the actions or words of someone else or by circumstances. Thought control is the one trait of all happy and successful people, whether they are professional athletes or business leaders, artists or musicians, and every one of us, no matter what our station in life. Most people live their lives in reverse. Most of their thinking is nothing more than recycling old information over and over again in their mind. It's replaying old hurts, joys, memories, dreams, desires, and information that is essentially of no value. Real thought control permits you to decide what thoughts will be permitted access to your unconscious mind. Most people think about what they don't want, can't have, won't become, or would like to change. Successful people accept that the mind is a tool that can be used to create happiness or unhappiness, success or failure, joy or pain, and productive now moments or wasted time in the present. To control your thoughts means that nothing gets into your consciousness that you don't want. If a thought does sneak in while you are not looking, you dispose of it quickly and easily without getting yourself all worked up into a lather. What thoughts are filling your mind today? Happy ones? Sad ones? Positive ones? Negative ones? Destructive ones? I would like to quote one of the all-time best-selling messages of the past 100 years. It is James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh. If you have never read it, I can't impress upon you enough the tremendous power of this short message written over a century ago. Let me quote James' words. All that a man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is the direct result of his own thoughts. He who has conquered doubt and fear has conquered failure. Men do not attract that which they want, but that which they are. Their whims, fancies, and ambitions are thwarted at every step, but their inmost thoughts and desires are fed with their own food, be it foul or clean. As a being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming and regenerative agency by which he may make himself what he wills. Thought and character are one, and as character can only manifest and discover itself through environment and circumstance, the outer conditions of a person's life will always be found to be harmoniously related to his inner state. This does not mean that a man's circumstances at any given time are an indication of his entire character, but that those circumstances are so intimately connected with some vital thought element within himself that for the time being they are indispensable to his development. Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results, and bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results. Suffering is always the effect of wrong thought in some direction. It's an indication that the individual is out of harmony with himself. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall at last unveil. The greatest achievement was at first and for a time a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the egg. And in the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of realities.